to another worldwide podcast of Universal
Utterings.
I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to Titus. We're in chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. For there are also many rebels, idle talkers, and deceivers, especially the Jewish Christians. It is imperative to silence them, as they are upsetting the whole families by teaching the sordid gain what they should not. One of them, a prophet of their own, once said, "Cretans have always been liars, vicious beasts, and lazy gluttons." That testimony is true. Therefore, admonish them sharply, so that they may be sound in the faith, instead of paying attention to Jewish myths and regulations of people who have repudiated the truth. There will always be rebels against the cause of Christ. They want excess and gluttony to be their prize of life, not knowing what it means to live completely upright. The ability to see the best in those who are strangers to the truth has anointed those who understand what type of mercy there is to pursue. Lifting up the many in prayer over using language and abuse, there is always F-bombs being said across the avenues of false truths, where you are the god of your own destiny, willing to lie, cheat, or steal to find you as a recluse. Yes, the dark world will hide you in the trees of your youth, unable to venture into a community where God is instructed as how to live your life as proof. The proof is in the pudding, they say without abuse. But really, the proof is in the life you lead in kindness, announces the Lord as the work you must do. We seek to be all-inclusive, even to those who struggle with the truth, blinded by generations of wrong teaching to prove they'll find dissertations until their last breath ensues. Life eternal for me and for you. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine as we continue to lift up you, Lord, to solve all things in peace. In the Holy Spirit, we pray brothers in Kairos. For the men in blue, we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Titus 1, verses 10 through 14. Two stanza poem, one lined ending is ongoing. It's titled, "Gluttons Lazy, Beasts Vicious, Liars Always." Rebels many, also deceiver talkers, Christian Jews. Imperative them silence, families whole hearing the blues. Gain sordid teaching, even their prophet own foretold their truth. Gluttons lazy, beasts vicious, liars always are Cretans the news. True is testimony that, sharply them admonish, stat, faith sound they must learn to adapt. Truth repudiated by people charging Jewish myths will grasp. Christ Jesus is the only way to know the first. and the last. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 6, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're going to send out special prayer intentions this morning for those who are struggling with suicide thoughts. We have some friends in our past who are struggling with the thought of killing themselves because they felt like they've gotten to a point where they're done abusing and taking advantage of other people. I'm tired of using others, feeling like I always have to hide. I'm tired of this world and I'm ready to die. Is a common theme among those who seek the beauty of salvation. It's in the charity that you give that you'll find your true libations, your ability to help those in need, because then God gives you mercy and grace to live indeed. Amen. To our good friends, John and Marie, God bless you guys. Have an awesome day in the Lord today, seeking the truth as we always do, knowing that sometimes we might be blind, but in Jesus we know it's true. Amen. We close today in the heavens of 7-Eleven. May God bless each and every one. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. Jesus. Amen.